Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kathy.
Giallo, giallo, jolly!
Are you suggesting that I need an exorcism?
Aliens and exorcists.
We have such sights to show you.
Oh, here she goes.
The suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering.
It's not a good possession movie unless you have a wooden Christ bleeding from the eyes.
That's right.
The witch's tit will be chopped. No, I'm not okay. I don't have a fucking arm.
Yeah.
I just went trick-or-treating in your kitchen.
Don't want to eat people.
My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Corn. Ever since you said you thought you were saying chicha.
I was trick or treating in your chicha.
Every time. I think that's what it is.
This feels like one of those delirious Saturdays where I swear, I'm like, I haven't had anything to drink and I feel drunk.
We've been laughing, and this is not a laughing matter like this.
No, not this topic.
Topic we're talking about is not a laughing matter, but just like giddy. We were diagnosing Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas before we started. Okay.
And then I was trick-or-treating in your chicha.
fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Today on the minicast, we are talking about Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, which just has one season. It's a limited series documentary from 2024. It's got 5 episodes and it features a lot of interviews from All That, I think, is one of the shows. A bunch of the Nickelodeon stars, mm-hmm. basically, that were of the time, honestly, in a time where I was pretty familiar with television.
Same.
And it's fascinating. I was not of the age of watching Nickelodeon. I was working on a children's show at the time, but I wasn't working for Nickelodeon or with anybody from Nickelodeon. I was working at the same movie studio. It's really weird to watch this because I'm like, I was working there and I...
Like you were next door to it happening.
Yeah, like I was working on that studio lot, but I had nothing to do with any of these people. But it is a little bit weird to watch it. So I know that a lot of people that grew up watching this, because I've talked to several of them, found this documentary to be, you know, disturbing because, of course, they watched those shows as kids.
Yeah.
And us as adults watching some of the sexualized footage from those shows is disturbing. It's like,
when I remember,
really?
I used to watch Head of the Class.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people
did.
Yeah,
and so Dan Schneider... was a main character on that show. I don't think I put it together that he was the producer of all these other. I didn't realize that his career had turned into that. Right,
right, right. And like when you see him, you recognize him as an actor, and
that's
then
right.
You realize that he became the major showrunner for Nickelodeon during this time.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I will say though that watching this as someone who worked with sex offenders. Mm-hmm. This is all, to me, it's par for the course. I mean, this is their playground, mm-hmm. right? So it's obviously very disturbing to watch knowing that these kids were harmed and all the abuse that took place. But looking at it just through a psychological lens, like this is every sex offender's dream.
Yeah. I mean, so the basic thing that you learn in this documentary series is that there were these series of shows, etc. You can get all the details from the documentary. I would say that it's pretty good. It's a pretty interesting watch in the sense that
I liked it.
You know, in the sense that you're getting a lot of TV culture, but you're also slowly unwinding this really awful story. And they do have interviews with people that were victims and now adults. You know, they were young actors, and they tell the Amanda Bynes story. Amanda Bynes isn't in this documentary that I remember, but
no,
they tell those stories and all of that. But basically what you're learning is that there are these sets of shows where there were, a couple of different pedophiles. Well, one pedophile in particular, who was a dialogue coach and a sex offender named Brian Peck, who ended up being charged and, you know, went to prison for 10 seconds or whatever over his crimes, which is pretty awful because he sexually abused his victims repeatedly for years. And Kathy's said many, many times on the shows that sex offenders truly don't get the sentencing necessarily that they, that we would want, I guess, as people.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get much of anything, according to the documentary.
If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here, and welcome to season 6, y'all.